Getting swallowed by a gaping maw in the ground is the stuff of nightmares, and it's happening in the small town of DeZeta, Texas. A massive sinkhole that appeared to be stable for 15 years suddenly started expanding about a week ago, and nearby residents are terrified. NPR correspondent Vanessa Romo has been following the story, and she joins us now. Hey, Vanessa.
Hi, Andrew.
All right, so what can you tell us about all of this?
Well, this all seems to have started on Sunday, April 2nd, at least on the surface. That's when it became apparent that things underground were changing. People who live near the sinkhole in DeZeta started hearing really loud popping noises, and that was essentially the sound of the earth tearing apart and dark, murky water coming up from underground and buildings starting to collapse. It's been over a week now, and in that time, it's grown by several acres. So far, a vacant building and some storage tanks and other structures have been fully or partially consumed by the hole.
Right. And like we said, there's already a sinkhole in the area, right? What can you tell us?
Yes. The original crater suddenly collapsed on May 8th, 2008. So back then, over 2 days, it went from about a 20-foot hole to a cavity measuring about 900 feet across and 260 feet deep. It is huge. Jeez. And I should note that sinkholes are not that uncommon in Texas, where there is a lot of drilling. But this one is notable because of its size. But, you know, because it did eventually look like it had stabilized, it became part of the scenery of the town. And until about a week ago, people were still going out there in small boats to fish in the pond that was created.
Just like hanging out. So how does something like a sinkhole even happen? What causes them?
Okay, so first, you need to understand that the entire town of DeZeta, which is about an hour northeast of Houston, is built on a salt dome. Oil and gas companies that are looking to dispose of the waste that's created by drilling, they use the salt domes as underground storage facilities. And so that's what's happening here. They drilled deep vertical holes into the salt dome and then pumped waste into them. I spoke to Randall Ornsdorf, a research geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He was actually part of the team that studied the sinkhole when it first collapsed in 2008. Here he is explaining why salt domes are good for this kind of use.
And the reason they use the salt domes is salt is very, very tight. Once you put something down there, it's usually going to stay. But there's one problem. Salt is also dissolvable.
And as the salt dissolves, that creates new cavities underground. So now you combine that with the kind of really heavy precipitation that comes from hurricanes, which have battered the region over the years, and you get a potentially dangerous situation.
All that weight from the water, it just can't hold up to that kind of weight. And then, boom, it collapses.
So what happens next for DeZeta?
The property owner is working with the state and county agencies to measure how much the sinkhole is growing and to figure out if any hazardous materials have been swallowed up by the hole. So far, there's no information on that end. But I did speak with the managing editor of a newspaper that's called The Vindicator, Russell Payne, and he's been out there every day. He told me it looks like any future collapse is moving toward a swampy, wooded area, so away from most residences, and that's helping people feel a lot more at ease.
And Pierre's Vanessa Romo, thanks so much.
Thank you.